for our early graduation. May I have a motion to accept the policy IKFA, early graduation?
So moved.
May I have a second, please? Discussion. I think we discussed and discussed it last time, so we'll move on. All those in favor of approving policy IKFA, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Policy is approved. These, the next group of policies are on first reading, and I will tell you the ones that have to do with building grounds and security, etc. They came from Mr. Zink was there to help us, so I appreciate that. So we will move to our first reading. May I have a motion to approve policy EC, building grounds and property management?
So moved.
May I have a second, please? Do we have any discussion on it? Okay, in first reading, all those in favor of approving policy EC, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. First reading policy is approved. The next one is a motion to approve policy ECA, security. It's security for buildings. Am I right there, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So moved. May I have a second, please?
Second.
All those, discussion. Again, these are only first reading. All those in favor?
So, just a second. Discussion. Mr. Zank, where are you at? Okay. Sorry, John. So, I wondered in there about the building grounds. Should you make reference to the work that was done by, was it Apex that we had the work done that did the five-year maintenance plan? What was the name of that company?
Arret.
Should we make reference to that to help you out with that?
Whereabouts in this policy? That's been a while since I looked at these.
Well, it would have to be a different paragraph. I think, you know, the district will develop a maintenance schedule developed by...
I think that was on the previous one. We're on...
Yeah, the security.
This
security.
I thought we were on buildings and grounds
maintenance. No, that was the one before.
No.
We are on security.
Too late.
Okay.
We can do that.
First reading.
We can
no,
do that on
ECB.
No.
ECA.
ECA.
Okay.
Snooze you lose day.
I guess so.
Now you have me confused where we're at.
ECA then. We're
security.
Your discussion.
Yes. That is security. Any other discussion? All those are first reading. All those in favor of approving ECA security, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved on first reading. Okay, now this next one is a rather long one.
This is the one I think Dave is talking
about. Yeah, this is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, this is the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
So
wait a minute, let's get to the motion.
Yep.
We have a motion to approve policy ECB, buildings and ground maintenance.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Discussion? Dave.
Okay, discussion would be, it might say, John, the district will develop a maintenance schedule, and then you could put in there developed by that company for all district maintenance building and ground, because you did the work to have those guys do your five-year plan. I'm just throwing it out there. Would that make sense?
No, they did not do a five-year plan. It was just a district assessment. We're going to take that information, and we're going to take the information under the FCAs, the facility condition assessment that we just wrapped up. Then we're going to take our list, and then we're going to work with the RET and compile a list. So we have over 400 items that range from now to 10-plus years. So it's not going to be a rep, really. I mean, they're going to help in that, but we have our items. It's not going to be their list, because we have our needs as a district.
So what we don't want to do is job source one specific company in your policy. We want to, you can maybe write it and say that I think it just needs to be broad enough that we are going to develop one. How we develop one, either internally or with a third-party company like what we're doing right now, because the State Facilities Commission is going to have their own requirements as we kind of giggle at each other because they are actually coming up with their new rules. So they will develop their own new rules here in the next couple months, I guess.
And if that's put in there, I think it would be putting ourselves at a liability, because if we put a RET design in there, that's single sourcing, and we can't single source.
And so why I thought it was a five-year plan is because they had a list of what you should do in year one, two, three, four, five, if I recall.
Right. It's broke out in 0 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years, 6 to 8 years.
But how you want to do it's up to us.
Yep.
Up to you.
Thank you for the answer, John.
Okay.
Because I can take all of that and I'm scrambling.
There you go. All those, any other discussion? Okay. All those on first reading to approve ECB, Buildings and Ground Maintenance, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Policy approved. Next one. This is a very long one. I hope everybody read it. All those in favor of approving policy DJ, procurement policy and procedures, we have a motion to approve, excuse me.
So moved.
And I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion.
So my discussion was, and I talked to Connie, so they made some additional changes, which we have not read, okay, or haven't had time to read. So, like I say, because it is on first policy,
right,
or first reading, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But we all need to read through that.
Exactly.
Because the changes just came to us right at the start of the board.
Okay, so they will be made, and we'll look through them again for a second.
So, Madam Chair, can we just quickly have Connie explain? We also have Bridget here. What we had between the discussion of the work session last week and where we're at today. And I also want to encourage up to four of you to attend the next policy meeting, because this will be a topic of conversation so that we can get your feedback tonight. Have that conversation and really move forward with the potential of getting a second reading in April. Okay?
Okay, are we good?
So let Connie,
Connie
and Bridget kind of explain.
Did you pass out the red line? Or the
yes,
change?
Okay. Both of them.
So we went ahead and kept the red line so you guys could track the changes. The biggest thing is, if you look at page one, the definitions, we had bid, but we thought it was important there's competitive bid because the statute uses both terms, competitive bid and call for bids. So we went ahead and had Scott define those. So competitive bid is a bid submitted in response to a notice of an intended sale or purchase. We removed public notice because this is a lesser than going out for bid and publishing in the newspaper. And that's what a call for bid is. Okay, and we're trying to track the language we're using, the definitions, to match what's being used in the statute. So when you read something in the statute that says this is what you have to do, you know what that means. So that was the first change that was made down here. So we removed equipment from the list. I think this is right.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
where it's highlighted, yellow. Insurance supplies, materials other than textbooks or professional services, so that's mirroring more what the statute says. Just so you guys understand what that means, by removing equipment from that list, and I wasn't here at the work session, so I'm not sure where that debate came up, but it's important to understand. Per the statute, equipment does not have to go out to bid, period. Okay? If you put equipment in here, then you lump it with all the insurance supplies materials, meaning that when you look at these thresholds, you do have to go out to bid for equipment. Again, you can always make your policy more restrictive than the state statute or the federal guidelines. You just can't have it be less restrictive because that would be in violation. So if you want to make it more restrictive and add equipment to this list, you can, just understand what that means. And what that means from a practicality standpoint, anytime you make it more restrictive, you're tying hands to do what they need to do from a procurement standpoint. It doesn't mean they're not going out to bid or not getting quotes or not doing those things. You're just not making it part of the required procedure. And I think Connie can talk a little bit about that.
So I gave you a procurement vendor selection form. So we bought 75 Chromebooks. I think it's on, anyway, we bought them. And so we didn't have to go because it was, we're going to use state money. We don't have to go out to bid for our current policy. But I wanted to show you what we do as a procurement team. So we had those bids sent to Dakota, so nobody saw those bids before, that were voted on, that were team members of the procurement. And so we came all in at once, and we saw all the bids together. And we went through, Christy was able to talk about what she needed, what she was asking for. We looked to make sure all the quotes that we got met those specifications, and we voted as a team. So it's not that we aren't looking at equipment closely. The boys came over, they wanted an edger and some weed eaters. They researched it, they put all the information together, and come to find out it was less than $2,000 they were asking for, but they covered all the research. So we just want you to know that we are making every effort to do what's best for the district. It's just not going to be in the policy per se.
Unless you want it to be. So we can add it and make it more restrictive. Yes.
So for those of you that can attend the policy committee, Madam Chair, I would like to just get your general input. Do you want equipment in, or do you want equipment? Do you want it to just say what current state statute is, which doesn't have equipment? I mean, we probably need to hear feedback from you as a board. What direction would you like us to go?
So, Bridget, is equipment, do you list vehicles as equipment? Do you consider vehicles equipment?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just a question. So when you buy a Suburban for $80,000, you don't want to have to go to bid for it?
I'm saying right now, per the statute, you don't have to. If you want to, we can make that part of this policy.
Yeah.
But Wyoming state statute says you do not have to.
Not for school districts. Again, you have to remember, we have 21.3.110. That's a statute that other governmental entities and public fund entities don't have. And so that guides us. That overrides some of the other statutes that would apply to a county or a city or another municipality.
Because like the count, I think Scott told us the county doesn't have to go out to bid for a vehicle, but the city does. It's just the way that.
So I'm not familiar with that statute, so I can't speak to that, but that is what Scott said today. He represents the different public entities, and he said that.
So, from the board, how would you like to go?
I would leave equipment off, Madam Chair.
I would just go with one statute.
We could have been if we wanted to.
Yes.
And I want to reassure you what Connie just said. We're going to go get the best quotes and try to do what's best in that scenario, right?
Am I wrong? But I thought if it was over a certain, I mean, if the Suburban is $80,000, don't you have to go out for bid anyways? I mean, if it's such a, not at all.
Not if it's equipment. That's the sticky thing here. If it's equipment, it doesn't, and this is part of why. You approve equipment expenditures in your budget approvals. So any major equipment, a purchase that's outside of a budgeted amount, the board is going to have to approve that. But essentially the thought process is you're already saying facilities, you know, or transportation, you get $150,000 for equipment and you go spend that how you see fit. So it's a different mindset with equipment.
So if that's the case, when you do the budget, could you please itemize it a little bit more so we know how much we're putting towards equipment then?
If we have some specifics, yes. So if they're saying, well, we'd like to replace some things, then we'll definitely put the list together.
Because I see what Marcia's saying, and it's written in such a gray area, and it says the only thing that you won't bid on is textbooks, is what the statute says.
No, by not having equipment, that is what it says.
You guys looked it over, I'm good with it.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? Go on. Anything else?
Yeah, we can go ahead.
The rest are, they're not really substantive.
Oh, on page four, we took out, we're going to delete number seven.
Okay.
And then from that on, that was all the federal, the girls from the federal piece is making those changes. So they know the law way better than us. And so they just cleaned it up a little bit. So.
And those were from the people that we had come in.
Anything
else you'd like to ask? Any further discussion? So, knowing what we know, this will be on first reading. All those in favor of approving DJ, procurement policy and procedures, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Policy is approved.
Heidi, when is our next meeting?
Wednesday at
4:30.
Right. It's not tomorrow, but Wednesday. Sorry, it's told you during the day.
May I have a motion to approve GBEA staff ethics and conflict of interest policy? May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
May I have a second, please?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving policy GBEA signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Policy is approved. Okay, the next one is a deletion, I believe.
Correct.
I need a motion to delete policy DJG. Try saying that fast three times.
I'll make that motion, too.
Okay, vendor relations.
Second.
We have a second discussion. All those in favor of deleting policy DJG signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Policy will be deleted. Okay, the next one has to do with our calendar. May I have a motion to approve all the proposed district calendars presented by the District Calendar Committee for the 2023-24 and 24-25 school years? Discussion, or may I have a motion, please?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving all the above calendars for the next 2 years, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All calendars have been approved, and I'd like to thank the calendar committee for all their work, because I know that's a tough one. The next one has to do with our elevator repair.
Thank you, Ms.
Chromebooks. I'm sorry, Chromebooks. Sorry about that. I even missed it on my notes. Okay. All those in favor of approving the Chromebook RFP, may I have a motion to approve the Chromebook RFP? Your motion?
So moved.
May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
So the discussion is whoever asked the question to, so which bid are you taking there?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because you have them rated, are we taking the lowest bid?
No, I'm sorry. Can you stick it back up there? I thought she was going to start it. It's going to be, I can't.
It says award matrix.
But we don't know who matrix is.
No, it's
when
not
you, when
on
you
here.
Look at this.
Hey, there's a link.
The RFP folder. But see, it doesn't have, I looked at that and there's no.
Okay. The link was supposed to be on it to all the folders. Let me get the folders out. I apologize.
So you see the one that says 90? I got to get my glasses on, too.
Yes,
okay, so if you pull it up, it says 96%. That's the one that it's going to. So that's a matrix so that we didn't distinguish that out. So it would be vendor D, so we didn't want to list.
Computer professionals.
Yeah, so we're giving that. So that rating scale went through that committee. So the one that scored the highest was that $72,700. That's who that's going to. With that reference, we also now have to submit these to different companies. But the rating scale is, this is a good question, because we need to start looking as we start doing these new procurements. So it was based on a committee, and the recommendation came back through those four different qualifications. So the 96% of $72,700 is who that recommendation. So I will have Connie get the name of the vendor, but our recommendation is vendor D that scored 96% on the rubrics that we scored as a team.
Do we need to wait for the name?
Charles, can I? So if I can ask a question. CBD. So typically we always go with the lowest bid, and the lowest bid is $68,000. Can you just tell the board why they didn't rank very high?
So in those scenarios, there's scenarios that we have to go through with federal grants and how we rank them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is obviously, or not obviously because you weren't there, for us, there's qualifications. Some of it is the lowest, but also was it the equipment that we asked for? So in that case, I'm going to speak to that. It wasn't really the equipment that was quoted in that piece, so it didn't meet quite the specs of what we were asking. So that was one of the disqualifiers, was that kind of comparison piece of equipment that was up to spec. Okay, so they got scored a little bit lower. It also had to do with the application. Guaranteed delivery time was another qualification that came into that. Did they say that they could meet our deadline of having them here for the summer? So there were some rankings with that piece of it. So the different qualifications weren't just about money. It's about, was it what we asked for? Can this product be delivered? And then some of it had to do with the reputation of the company. Is there some consistency, and are they reputable with how we align to what we're already doing? Okay. So to answer that question, it's within a certain percentage, but it just wasn't the lowest price, because under federal guidelines, there were some other pre-qualifications that we had to go through and rank.
But summarize, D is what we're voting on, and
D is the one that
for $72,700. Yep.
And what I want you to, there were some people in this room that sat on that committee. It was an hour and a half that we went through 11 different quotes. And we discussed, which is exciting. Let's talk about that. It's not one company. We had to sort out through 11. We went through a protocol, and so that ranking of 76 or 96% was came from a committee based on criteria or rubrics that we set up. And one of them was the lowest bid, but however, that wasn't all the qualifications to receive the bid.
There
was
preference to woman-owned. One company got a negative fire call.
So we also have to give, yes, we also have to give, had to give preference to whether it was a female.
Advantage business.
Yep. So we had to take all that into consideration.
And also, if it was a single proprietor business, you have to give special consideration.
Yeah, it was all broke out. It was very thorough. There was papers flying around this boardroom when we did that.
You have a name?
It's
CP.
Down under administration. I'd stuck it under administration. If
that's right here.
You can't see it
in
the public
housing.
Okay, so any other discussion? Do I need to restate the motion because now we have the approval of the amount and the company? No? Okay, thank you.
I do think, Jan, you could ask of what the company was and say,
is it
we're going to approve company blah, blah, blah,
gotcha,
in the amount of $72,700.
Okay, all those in favor of accepting the company CPU bid of $72,700, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It has been accepted. Okay, our next one. May I have a motion to accept the TK elevator proposal for repairs of the elevator at VHS for $214,927.24.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? I think we had a discussion during our before. So all those in favor accepting the TK proposal, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Yes.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
The amount.
The bid, yeah.
Okay, it's actually not a bid. It's $214,927.24.
Thank you.
927.84, if I read this correctly.
Yes, that's what I have, 927.24. Oh, 8. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have 24.
Engineer can't help it.
I know. That's all right. Keep me honest about 60 cents. Okay. Whew. We're moving on, people. And again, people think we didn't have a discussion on that. We did. The elevators during our reports. And it was a very good discussion. Thank you. Okay, we are now to the senior banners. I will need some kind of motion. If we have no motion, we will stay as it is. If I have a motion, we will go with that.
Can I ask a question?
We need a motion first.
So, Jen, I'm going to make a motion that we hang a senior banner of the four rodeo kids, a group picture, in the commons area, along with the other activities at the school.
For which school year?
For this school year.
Can I count it?
Okay, no, it's discussion. We have a motion. We have a second. Discussion.
My discussion on it, is this where I can ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Discussion, question, whatever.
Do you have a banner already?
Yeah.
Is it a rodeo banner? So, and this is going to make your mind blow from the question and answers that we had earlier. My opinion would be to let them have their banners hung this year. And largely because they already have them. And they went through the proper channels of voicing their concerns and you know, having questions asked of them and answered, and there's four. You know, we're not talking about 54 or 104, there's four. Wherever we can put, you know, whether it be in the gym or in the commons, you know, I think we can fit four. Just about anywhere in his office. Maybe we could probably fit four in there. But, you know, I think that if we can do that for this year, because it's been addressed this year, and then, you know, maybe we can have this discussion with administration, with, you know, going forward. I don't want to get into having a policy on this. But I do think that we could extend a vote saying we suggest that GIF allow this to happen. And I think that's as far as we should go.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a long-winded way of saying let's do this for them this year, and then we'll talk about this at a later date.
So your motion is for the rodeo banners to be hung where?
Well, I said the commons area, but in the high school. Let me restate it. In the high school.
Okay.
One-time motion for rodeo only this school year.
And you said other, but you said other clubs too. Can you?
With the other clubs is what I said, because you have the swim club and you've got all the other football, basketball. You have a group picture in the commons. Just what I was referring to.
And Dave suggested a group, where I think Randy suggested.
Yeah, and is that okay?
Because they've already got the individual banners.
Yeah, so we'll just put the individuals up. So let me strike the word group for the individuals.
Madam Chair, I can't believe how hard I thought about rodeo banners lately. But the only heartburn I still have is if we're one-upping what is already a school policy or school rule. Also, if other clubs go ahead and get theirs printed up before the end of the year, I mean, do we, maybe I'm overthinking this.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
We've only got about a month and a half left at school.
Do it on a case-by-case basis.
Yes.
I just want to put my two cents in before this goes around full circle again. we have rules we have to follow through the state fire marshal. So if we allow 100 banners to go into the Buffalo High School, KC School, you see that wall right there? As a wall, the whole wall. We are allowed to cover 50% for fire code. That's something we have to keep in mind, is fire code. Being too close, Buffalo High School, we have wallpaper. We start poking a bunch of holes in it, we're going to have a bunch of specs on it. I'm not trying to take anything away.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'm not, I don't think anybody's suggesting that we do the entire class. We did that a couple years ago, and we they put them up down Main Street. So if we ever do that again, that was pretty cool.
But just for future discussion, I just want to remember we have codes, and you know, maybe our digital world that we live in today, the TV, we display them all on.
Well, we need to do something for. We want to do something for them this year.
Right.
We bought the banners.
I say put them up.
Why not put them down with all the other banners?
I say hang them from the railing up on the second floor and call it a day. But moving forward with any other, I just want to put my two cents in.
I think the motion needs to be a little more specific that this is, will be just for this year, and it will be revisited.
So I thought
I'm having a problem with is we're taking it out of the kids' hands. We've already said here, take it. They're doing a survey. Do we say that that won't be for this year, that will be for next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that could easily be the answer to that question.
Because, banners have been, we can say that these banners have been purchased in good faith.
Yeah.
Am I right?
They're already done, and I think that gives, we can allow the kids to make that decision going forward. I think that would be a good option. And if they decide that they think every kid ought to have an opportunity to do that, then we can look at Main Street with all of our seniors.
Maybe we can state it in a motion that we approve of it this year, where the students and admin, AD and stuff at the high school will develop, based on results of the survey, plans for.
Because again, these parents bought these banners in good faith. They had no idea what it. I mean, we didn't. I didn't even know that there were banners until this was even an issue. So, do you need to redo your motion?
Well, I can redo it. So,
do we have to vote and decline your motion?
We can amend it. We just have to confirm the second. Got my party vote right.
Okay. So.
Okay, you want me to restate it then? Okay.
Make an amendment to you.
I'm going to make an amendment then that the four rodeo kids for the 2023 school year are allowed to hang their banners in the high school this year. And I don't want to get into the rest of what's going to happen after that, Jan, about the stuff. I think that's the motion.
Because they bought them in good faith.
That they bought them in good faith.
I'd like that added in there because these banners were purchased in good faith before all this happened. We want to be very good. We're sitting parents' pockets. Okay, may I have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion that has been presented to us for the 2023 school year, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Thank you. Banners will be hung. For the 23. Okay? Thank you.
Now you get to go ahead.
Okay. Moving on.
Thanks.
You guys want to go home already?
Yeah.
We put the 4 hours in.
We're just getting started.
No, we're not. Here we go. Our next one. We have a motion to approve the BILT grant-funded positions.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Now, it is my understanding that these people who accept these positions will know that these are, what, two-year positions, Mr. Oski?
Yes. And that they are funded through this grant, which is what's stated.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of approving the funded positions by the B ILT grant, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All the same sign. Positions will be funded. All right. Here we go. We have a motion to approve the purchase of the, is it the science curriculum, Mr. Doctor?
Social studies.
Science and social studies.
Science and social studies. Curriculum resources for grades K-12.
So moved.
We have a second, please?
Second.
Discussion. We have, now refresh my memory, we have approved the science curriculum.
Yeah, the curriculum itself is
yes.
approved.
But the social studies, no.
The social studies is also approved.
Okay.
The state standards.
I'm sorry, these are state standards. I'm sorry, my fault.
I do want to add just an update. This is a props to Mr. Anderson and just doing the right thing with our process. We want this to be a vetted process where our stakeholders get a chance to vet these materials,
okay.
especially in social studies.
Yes.
And so there was some time given to our parents to look at the fifth grade, and told me, pull this, we need more time. We need an additional time to make sure our parents have that. And ironically, we have a couple parents that we have some concerns about the fifth grade social studies. So we're going to take this one back to the board, and we'll take it back to you in April, but we're going to go back and have these discussions with the parents, and we're going to vet this the right way. We have full transparency, we have nothing to hide. So I want to let you know that that's been moved over to in the social studies staff for an April review.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to do some additional work on that.
Okay, any more discussion? Thank you, Dr. Stephen, I appreciate that.
Chan, just so the public knows, this is going to cover all the schools in Johnson County.
That's why I said K-12.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for all the different
yes,
schools
but
within our district.
These are district policies, so yeah. Yes. All right. All those in favor approving the resources for the science curriculum and social studies curriculum, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. All right, may I have a motion to approve the admin contracts as presented on our action items?
So moved.
Discussion?
Second.
Discussion? I would need to ask Ms. Roski, did I say that in the right terminology? Okay. Thank you. Okay, all those in favor of approving the contract renewal for the 2023-24 school year of our administration, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Renewals are accepted. All right, may I have a motion to approve third-party investigation?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approval of the third-party investigation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Anything else for the good of the cause? Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know it's a long evening for everyone. So thank you. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.